Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The football season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in a little bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. But first, Andy, we're going to take care of the news and notes of the week. Let's start with this. Your new USC Trojans head coach, James Franklin. Yes? No? Maybe?
It's a realistic possibility. It is. It's the one job. It's the one that's lingered out there. It kind of hung there before, but I really don't think James was in a position of strength in terms of how the university, I'm talking about USC, quote unquote, viewed him as an elite program coach. I think he strengthened his bargaining power. It just, oh man, I hate, how do I say this? I can see why James Franklin would be a target for USC. He's 100% perfect for LA. It's the one job. He would kill it there. I mean, he would absolutely kill it there because of his personality, the person that he is, his charisma. And LA wouldn't overwhelm him because at his core, and I've said this before, he's a bit of an introvert. It doesn't matter whether James lives in LA or State College. James lives his life the same way. That being in LA and the big city and all of that comes with that would not impact James Franklin one bit. That's why he is a perfect fit for that job. So it's going to be interesting. It's a heart of the matter thing in my two cents. It just comes down to, you know, what do you want, James? Because this is it. It's either going to be Penn State or USC. I don't think it's going to happen at this level again if he chooses to stay at Penn State. I really don't. I think this is the one, and the timing seems to be lining up for it to be a real possibility.
I very much understand why USC would be interested in him. You know, what I want to ask you, though, about is the handling of this situation. It's always tough when you have, you know, an opening at a premier, and I am calling USC a premier program, or it can be a premier program with the right coach, yep. Obviously. Here's the downside, though, Andy, that I think this is how many seasons now that we've had where James Franklin has flirted with other jobs. And you can say as much as you want that, oh, he's not doing it. It's being instigated by the national media. Well, guess what? Those things happen because someone like in James Franklin's camp, like say his agent, gets his name out there. That's number one. And number two, the other thing is in the press conference the other day, he was asked about the job. And James Franklin just professed how much he hates distractions like this. He hates them. And here's how he's going to address it. He's going to talk to the head of the, you know, like the captains, the head of the council of the team. Well, James, I'll tell you how you could end the distractions real quick. I'm not going anywhere, and I'm going to have my agent stop these articles from happening. And actually, he doesn't even have to say that out loud. He could use back channels to make that happen.
Unrealistic expectation. I don't think he can slam this door. I just don't think you can be a professional coach, and I don't think an allegiance goes that deep right now, and that he should do that. He should absolutely this door should be open, and it should open at the end of the football season. I'll tell you this, and this I know. This isn't going to be a problem for Penn State, the football team, and Franklin's program, because he's not talking about this or even thinking about this except when he has to go in the room and gets addressed at it for questions. I don't think he's even, I'll be honest with you, I don't think James is the kind of person that even goes home and is talking about this. That is how, you know, sort of compact he makes his sort of focus in life during football season. That is James in a nutshell. That's part of the reason I think that USC job is so appealing, and besides the fact the path to a national championship is much easier through the Pac-12 than through the Big Ten East. Let's just put that out there. But, and that is a goal of his. But I just don't think that's a realistic expectation. It's just, I understand what you're saying. Like, the as a fan, if I was like a monster Penn State fan, like, you know, like yourself, Jim, I'd be like, dude, I want you to be my coach. But I think fans have to understand that in today's world, and you had Joe Paterno forever, and I understand that. But in 2021, this is how it is done. This is what happens. I think Nick Saban is an exception, and I think for some reason Dabo Swinney is an exception. Other than that, everybody else is fair game.
Well, the reason why those guys are exceptions is they're already paid at the top of the food chain, rightfully so. Nick Saban's paid at the very top. James Franklin is already paid like a top 10 coach, which he is.
Yes.
His team's finishing the top 10. He's paid like a top 10 coach. He's compensated very well. This is not him going from, you know, Shippensburg to Penn State and going to get paid a whole lot more, getting that bigger, better job, moving up a level. It's more of a, you know, a same level change. And again, there could be differentiations as far as, oh, I think it's an easier path at USC. But if you're going to constantly flirt, it all of a sudden makes it ring hollow when he talks about, hey, Penn State fans, spend your money, come out here, loyal to State, the greatest program, we're family here, we're loyal. You players, I don't want you to transfer because it's the greatest thing right here at Penn State. We're a family. Well, James,
that's part of his job.
That's it. It is. But when you're constant, and if it's once or twice that he flirts with other jobs, you go, oh well. And I know he's trying to get his assistants more money,
leverage.
Facilities. He's using it as leverage. But at what point? There's a point where I think it gets old. As a fan, I'm feeling, and you know, I love James Franklin. I don't want him to leave.
Yeah.
But, you know, stop flirting. You know, put an end to
it. This is the one. This is the one. I don't think anybody else could flirt with him other than USC and get him to look at it.
Okay. Let's move on. A couple other tidbits came out of his press conference this week, Andy. Of course, he talked about turnovers and explosive plays being the important stats that they won again with Ball State. A couple other little tidbits, though, that I thought were interesting. We always know that the Whiteout game is such a big event, and it's a great way to bring recruits in. I'm not sure we realize just how big. He mentioned that they're bringing in 300 people as either recruits, family members, teammates, friends, but they're hosting 300 people.
Yeah, Penn State's athletics football staff is in full support mode this week. That is absolutely a huge, huge number. 300 guys is 300 people, not yes. 300 recruits. 300 people, that's a lot of internal management, and that is a monster number. But it just shows the Whiteout is the – I think it's the elite of the elite. It is the single greatest atmosphere. A night game Whiteout at Penn State is the single greatest atmosphere in college football for a one-game set. There is no better for a one-game set, and they are going to ride that. But 300 is a huge number, Jim. That's a lot of people to manage for 24 to 36 hours.
A lot of logistics going on, and you said, you know, there's players that they're catering to, but they're recruiting their families just as hard.
Oh, absolutely.
If not harder. And it might be the single best recruiting tool in the country, the whiteout. It seems like year after year, until last year when players could not come, that you hear from recruits when they commit, gee, that atmosphere, when I was there for the whiteout game, that's what convinced me.
Absolutely. It is the best atmosphere, and it's the biggest home field advantage recruiting-wise that any team owns in the country for one night, one football game. And not even close to second.
And take as much advantage of it as you can. Franklin brought up one other thing. He was asked about the logistics of bringing in a team like Auburn. How does that go about happening? But he kind of veered the conversation somewhere else. So you know when he does that, that's something he wants to get out there. And he talked about liking the idea of one of those neutral site games. And I have to agree with him there. Although, you know, the home and home, gee, the home field thing. But all of a sudden you get to a neutral site. There's so many Penn State alums throughout the country. You get to another one of these fields, you could still very much have that home field advantage, but it's good for recruiting also. I agree with him.
No, he's a hot, the neutral site game elevates the entire program. Like, he's trying to move the program into elevated into another stratosphere, because those neutral site games, they are the sort of season lid lifters, and they're the elite of the elite games. They're like the must-see football games in week one of any schedule. You're like, those are the hammer matchups. Get Penn State in one of those? Of course he talked about it. That is raising the stature, the branding, and the football acumen, you know, the football acumen of your program in terms of how it's viewed nationally, getting yourself in one of those games. He's always trying to elevate this program, and he's 100% right. Getting in one of those games, that changes the game for Penn State.
It is. And again, with Penn State's alumni base being so large, there are so many places that you could play that game where Penn State would end up having a home field advantage, in essence, because they have so many alums. Ironically, Andy, I was to one of those neutral site games, actually in the New Jersey Meadowlands, where Penn State played. And guess who they played that year?
I remember the game, but I can't remember the opponent because they were in white.
USC. Anyway.
USC. There you go.
That's it for quarter number one. Ross will join us in quarter number two. Stay tuned.
The football season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.